weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Kiss sounds so cool saying that.
Mm.
Chris Falweed.
Good afternoon. Kia ora.
Kia ora, mate. What's going on?
Oh, we're holding down the fort here on K Road.
Sure.
And doing your contactless ordering here at the hemp store. Bit of click and collecting.
Very nice. Are you in there?
And, Oh, yeah. We share the workload.
Good on
and,
you.
Some may scoff, but no, we do. And, so, you know, here we are, sending things out. I've got to say, because we're full of innovations, and I like to announce them here, we're now on our website, the Hemp Store NZ. You can subscribe to products, so make your own little pack and get it delivered on a monthly basis.
Little shopping list.
That's pretty cool. Hello, Sesh.
What do you find that people most regularly kind of like needing on the regular, like papers, stuff like that, or what is it?
Well, you could, for example, want a bar of soap delivered every week, for example.
Oh, nice one. Yep.
You get some nutritious hemp oil, a bit of soap, sock of the month. That could be quite good. It's fresh air socks every month.
Chris, that's actually a really good idea, by the way.
I mean,
you don't have to wear them for the whole month, but if you did, hemp socks would not be as stinky after a month.
There you go. I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago, Chris, but the kiwi hemp seed oil, good stuff, mate. I just finished my little container of it, so I'm keen to get another one.
All right. Mate, get it out there. Get on that subscription. Pay with your crypto, and we'll never even know it's you, except you'll be on the delivery. But
Have you hit that milestone yet? Has anyone hit that milestone for you? I think John's got a couple of bitcoins.
I even tried to do it myself first, and I couldn't even get any. So I've got to like get with the program, and I've decided I'm going to immerse myself and school up.
There used to be a
Bitcoin machine at the dog's bollocks, so you just put your cash in and then you get your bitcoins and you send them to a Bitcoin address. Easy peasy.
It was the only one in the country. Yeah, very strange. Yeah. Very strange.
That's the level I need.
So, fingers crossed it's still there.
Right on.
Now, Chris, what is happening in the news? Yes.
Well, meanwhile, so speaking of you know, having things that meet everyone's needs, medical cannabis scheme is a new milestone today, which is the expiry of this transition period from the old rules to the new. So now, as of tomorrow or midnight, we'll be fully under the medical cannabis scheme. So hurrah, hurrah! Mm-hmm. However. What that means with the expiry of this transition, or the Andrew Little has declined to extend it. He's done so twice already, or at least I think he did both of them. But it's been extended twice, and he's kind of said, well, these companies have had long enough, we've got to move on. And the problem there, I guess, with that is that 13 products can no longer be prescribed. That's all of them except for four from Tilray. The Canadian, one of the biggest cannabis companies in the world, if not the biggest, I think they are the biggest cannabis company in the world. They merged with Aphria and owned by Peter Tilray, the Canadian billionaire, and they're the only ones who have managed to get their products approved. They're very exclusive research grade products that aren't generally available anywhere else in the world and other markets that they're in, but they're more like, as I say, like research grade ones. But that's the kind of thing that meets our standards. And so there's them, and there's Sativex, which is what's kind of always been around, but that's kind of has been really the main justification for the scheme was that that's been the only choice, and that's over $1,000 a month for most patients. So we're back to that. Hopefully that's temporary, right? I mean, there'll be more products on the way, and people are saying there are applications in. The ministry's saying that. But Chloe Swarbrook, bless her, is calling for some compassion and saying, well, that's all well and good that there are products on the way, but we need to take account that there are patients right now that as of midnight can't renew their prescription or can only get a change to this different product, the Tilray, if that's what's suitable for them. It's not as easy as just switching over. Also there could be supply issues if everyone is having to go on the same product as well. So there's a bit of fears as well that prices might go up. So yeah, it's not the best news in the short term for patients, but maybe talk to your doctor if you've got some concerns on that, and make sure you do that in plenty of time before you run out on that. But I'm with Chloe on this, of course. We've got to have a look at these rules and look at why it is that only a few products have been approved. I mean, Sativex was the world's biggest cannabis company, spent billions of dollars developing it, recently sold last year to another pharmaceutical company for something like $8 billion. So they're the only one that's been approved. And then these Tilray ones have got the approval under the medical cannabis scheme, as I say, another billionaire. And then we have Helios, owned by a billionaire here, and the two stock exchange listed ones. So it's kind of like you can see where we're going, is it takes big business to get through these rules. And that's kind of, that's one way of looking at it. But so there are other ways of looking at it. We could have a herbal pathway, and we could have some rules that actually maybe take account that we want some smaller people to be involved, or we want more of an array of products, or that actually, growing bud and dispensing it through pharmacies is not that different to what pharmacies used to do and are used to doing with all sorts of herbal remedies and all sorts of things. And maybe we can just treat it like that, So, it's a bit of it's a bit of a nervous time, I think, for a lot of patients as to how they're going to renew their prescriptions or what they're going to be on.
Do you have any sort of insight into how the green fairies are faring and what the supply is like for those that are operating outside the system?
The various lockdowns and things have impacts on people, and then you get people that are prepared to not follow the rules that kind of can swoop in more a bit, if you know what I mean. And that might be why we're seeing, COVID among the kind of underworld and that at the moment, and certainly in media reports and things. So, and that gives you an idea. And there was actually a big bust this week down in Rotorua where they found all these bogus front companies and shell things going on and all these grow-offs all around the place. And so that's kind of, that's the alternative. If you set the rules so hard so that people can't, actually get established as a business properly to take part of the industry, or that you literally have to be on the stock exchange or that kind of level, to be involved. And then on the other hand, you're not giving a pathway to the green fairies and people like that. What you see is organized crime stepping in. That reminds me, speaking of which, we talked last week about the referendum in Italy, which of course is being their main thing is to live free from the mafia, right? And they collected this, that's their slogan, they collected like 500,000 signatures in a week. And did it with this, electronic signing that people can do for documents and things. Blockchained it, and 1,000 cities across Italy refusing to certify it. And the campaign is alleging that they are all controlled by the mafia. These various cities, and have this vested interest in blocking it. So, watch this space. The referendum in Italy is not quite a done deal yet.
Interesting.
Yeah, it just shows that they have kind of a whole other level of shit going on there.
Very much so.
A rather entrenched
although
operation.
People, do talk about, the gangs here supplying the cannabis. That was a big sort of chatting point around the referendum. Different realm, though. I'm going to say a little bit more organized, shall we say.
I guess we didn't have too much of a talk around that kind of issues with the referendum, but it was one of the one news this week. Limited medical cannabis options could push Kiwis to black market. That was on Sunday's one news, and a patient, Karen Ashford, saying who has regional pain syndrome, saying that the cannabis she was being got her quality of life back. And obviously, like a lot of other patients, they're concerned that's being taken away. And there's a new organization formed called the Medicinal Cannabis Industry Association, the MCIA, and they were saying that you know, this is causing widespread panic, and you know, that patients, lots of patients relying on these products to live a proper life, and importantly, stop taking a whole lot of pharmaceuticals. So I'm thinking, I've been thinking on these things, obviously, and I think there are a few things that we could do. Because Andrew Little said, and we mentioned this last week, was once again Colby Talbot writing some very probing questions in Parliament there, and no, he's not going to, there is no review, he's not going to do it, and he hasn't taken any advice on it. So they're not going to change the law itself, and they're not going to review the actual regulations. There's a bunch of things that you could do that don't require either of those. And firstly, and this is a thing that would really open us up both to letting products come in from overseas to meet patient demand, giving patients the same options that they get overseas, and that's also to let people produce here without being priced out of the market by having to go to these unreasonably high standards. So set the same standards as everyone else. It's ridiculous that we have gone to the nth degree with ultra pharmaceutical standards. I mean, they'll say it's just the same as other meds, but this is the point, is it's a herb, and other countries have all gone with a herbal approach that accounts for that. And when you go strictly to the strictest interpretation, it's just very, very, very difficult and expensive. So it's possible, but anyway, make the standard the same. Standardize the standard.
Are you regularly getting in touch with Andrew Little's office and letting him know these?
Oh, we're doing it right now. We're doing it right now.
Standardize the standard. Oh, yes. Do you think he listens to the segment?
I wouldn't presume that, but no. No, it's important that a variety of people communicate these ideas, I think. But yeah, you've got to feed your ideas through, or it's just kind of navel-gazing, I think. But as I say, we've got to recognise it's a herb and actually allow for a herbal pathway. And if that means that there's two categories of products, or there are products that have studies behind them and others that don't, well, that's up to the doctor to make that choice whether to prescribe it. But let that choice be available rather than kind of ruling it out, which is what they've done at the moment. So if you have a herbal pathway, then more people can enter the market, or actually have a viable little grove that supplies their local pharmacy or their local oil extractor, and then patients have more options. The other thing, while they're all waiting, let patients import their own. This is something very odd about the medical cannabis scheme. They can do it with other things. If you can't fulfill your prescription locally, you can get it in from overseas. But some reason there's this block on that in the medical cannabis scheme, so just make it the same as everything else. If you can't get it locally, then you know, and so that would only be, you know, while there are a lack of products available locally. The other thing that I think would make a real difference is, and this might be controversial, but you could look at not allowing companies to be vertically integrated and doing everything in a shed from you know, seed to sale. Because by doing so, they inevitably other people can't kind of blocked out, and you could, and certainly other places around the world have done this, where you have some people get cultivation licenses and other people get manufacturer ones.
Wasn't that the case under the scheme? If they were to legalize it, you could only be one or the other.
Yeah, that was a very similar thing to the referendum. That's exactly right. Yeah. So that's the way to kind of, because the manufacturer side requires the huge investment, and you don't need so many of them. There's only so many extraction and pharmaceutical facilities that you need, whereas you could have hundreds of people involved in the horticulture side.
Yes.
And they want to be, you know. So, you know, that's another thing that you could do, and you could just do that at the renewal stage of the license and say, well, actually, from the next cycle or whatever, you need to contract out your growing and get other people involved. And you know, it's another way of lowering costs and having more people involved and more options for patients. And the other thing we alluded to this too is let pharmacies do the compounding. And again, this is something that happens overseas. They do it in the UK and in Germany. The pharmacy can deal directly with their local horticulture outfit, and who would still produce to the standard and go and get it tested, show all what's in it, and that you're below all the levels of whatever shouldn't be in there and that. But then that pharmacy's allowed to do that and then, you know, bag it up and dispense it directly to patients.
Sweet. Nice one, Chris.
Yeah.
All right. Well, everyone get online. You can do your shopping at the Hemp Store online and click and collect and or have it shipped direct to your door.
Right on. And, yeah, and if you want to know more information, then certainly about the medical cannabis side and what's happening there, then get in touch with your doctor for a start. And you can leave a message here. Get in touch with us at the Hemp Store and we'll direct you to some other sources of information. And, yeah.
Legend.
Right.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Hey, thank you. And have a good week, everyone. Stay safe out there.
Peace.
And, you too. All right. See you next Thursday, mate.
Okay.
Let's do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.